This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, the complete left-wing media freak out over this Trump temporary ban on refugees from 7 countries that have terrorism ties. It's really educational. It just tells us how incredibly disconnected the left-wing media is and left-wing politicians from reality. Apparently on the left, no nation has any right to defend itself. You know, period. It's like they don't believe that nations should have borders, even though every nation in the world enforces in some way its borders. And they don't believe that any nation should be able to say no to groups of people that can harbor terrorists among them. Even when we have terrorism taking place in San Bernardino and Orlando and other places, you know, terrorism carried out by people who have come in as refugees, because that's what these terrorists do. They sneak in under the label of refugees. And even when that's going on and we have American men and women and children being murdered, being killed by these people, the leftists say, more refugees are welcome. Come on in. Cross the border. You don't need to follow the law. You don't need to apply. You don't need to have a background check. Just everybody, come on in, whether you're from a terrorist nation or from South America or Central America. Just walk on in. And if you're in California, we'll give you free health care and free education and free food and free, just unbelievable. It's a welfare state with no border enforcement. That's what the left wants. And now they're going insane over this idea that maybe we should have some sanity and say, wait a minute, let's stop the refugees coming in for a little bit until we can get a handle on who they are, what their backgrounds are, and what kind of security risk they might pose to existing American citizens. This is astonishing to me. This just shows the complete lunacy of the left on parade yet again. It's these leftists who say they're pro-women and they say they're tolerant and they say they respect women's rights. And they're letting in these refugees who bring with them, you know, they come from countries that are fundamentalist, often Muslim countries, that have deplorable treatment of women, that objectify women and don't allow women to vote, don't allow women to drive. Many of them don't even allow women to show their hair in public. They have to wear veils and hijabs. They have to cover up. Most of these countries are cruel towards gays. Some of them execute gays. And yet somehow the liberal left just wants more. Come on in, you people from countries that execute gays. You people who have these beliefs where you mistreat women and you mistreat people based on their sexual orientation. Come on in. It's insane. And also, of course, you know, previous presidents did all this and the left didn't go crazy when they did it. Jimmy Carter did this during the Iran hostage situation at the end of his presidency, right before Reagan came in. Jimmy Carter banned people coming in from Iran. And by the way, the Obama administration actually passed the laws that allowed this, that Trump is invoking. So Trump's ban, a temporary ban on refugees from these 7 nations, is actually based on an Obama law. And yet you never hear that in the media. You never, it's all this emotional, you know, Senator Schumer crying on camera, tears, this is not who we are. Just all of this feigned outrage, total fake news. It's all fake news. It's all whipping up emotions. It's all rooted in lies and deceptions by the left. The truth is, it's fundamental. Every nation has a right to protect its borders, period. No refugee has any automatic natural right to come into America, period. It's our choice. It's America's choice of who we want to let in. And we have every right to vet people and to say no to people that we don't want to come in and perhaps be a risk to our population or our national security. These are fundamental ideas. It's just like if you live in a house, everybody in the world doesn't have an automatic right to just march into your house and open your refrigerator and start eating your food, do they? Don't you have a front door? You might even have a fence around your yard. Mark Zuckerberg sure does. He built a giant wall, a stone wall around 700 acres of his Hawaii Empire beachfront mansion, and then he sued other Hawaiian locals so that he could grab another 8 acres, because I guess 700 acres wasn't enough. So Mark Zuckerberg, who is anti-borders, anti-wall, anti-national security, well, he's got lots of security for his little Hawaiian real estate fiefdom, and he's willing to punish local Hawaiian natives to steal their land from them. It's just, this is the hypocrisy of the left. They're insane. And it's the same thing with this refugee ban. The left is saying, oh, we want all the refugees to come here. Hey, clue to you people, they're not all refugees, okay? Some of them are, in fact, coming in with the intention of being sleeper cells to carry out acts of terrorism against America. We don't have to say yes to them. Just like you don't have to invite people into your home if you don't trust them. We have every right to reject refugees that might be terrorists. And Donald Trump is within the law and within the rights, and he is acting ethically and morally and responsibly in the interests of America in doing this. All he's saying is, let's vet these people some more. Let's do some background checks. Let's make sure we know who's coming in. And if they're fine, if they're going to contribute to a better society, bring them on in. They can help make America great again. If they're not, we need to know before we let them in. Is that so difficult? I mean, if you travel in an airport and you go through all the TSA lines, do you see liberals whining and moaning about TSA having security borders? Do you see leftists screaming and pouting and crying about the TSA trying to enforce some kind of security, even though TSA is a joke, of course. It's all theater. But the leftists don't know that. They think it's real, and they're totally fine with it, because they think that, yeah, maybe you shouldn't let terrorists on the airplane. Well, if you shouldn't let terrorists on the airplane, why should you let them into the country? We have every right to vet these people. They have no natural right to just demand to come into the country. This is something that leftists are completely incapable of understanding. And I don't know if it's just their cognitive decline is so extreme, or if they've been heavy metals poison and they can't think straight anymore, or what's going on. I don't know. There's some kind of broadcast frequency taking over their sanity. I don't know what it is. Maybe CNN has a secret, covert Batman villain broadcast frequency that makes people insane, for all we know. I say that in jest, but who knows? But for some reason, these leftists think you shouldn't have national security. You shouldn't have borders. You shouldn't check people out. You shouldn't have any vetting. Just anybody who shows up can just come on in and then be given free benefits, free entitlements, and be able to vote. That is insane. It's like Democrats don't even grasp the very fundamentals of what is the definition of a nation. You have no nation unless you have a border and a boundary that you're willing to enforce. You have no nation. You have no security unless you're willing to control who comes in. It's just basic concepts. So basic. And yet, the left just can't manage to grasp these very simple grade school concepts. It's unbelievable. And they just scream and shout and pout and use cry bully tactics, marching for peace while they try to bash people in the head. It's just so typical of the unhinged left, just mentally deranged all across the board. Insane. You know, the truth is, real tolerance has to be based on some degree of discernment. You know, tolerance, the term tolerance shouldn't mean you welcome murderers into your home. you know, I would challenge leftists on this. If you're really tolerant the same way you want to be with this, why don't you just advertise in Craigslist that all serial killers and murderers and rapists can just come to your house because you don't believe in borders and you don't believe in guns and you don't believe in security. So just come on in, take whatever you want, do whatever you want. Why don't these leftists advertise on Craigslist like that? The answer is because that would be insane. Yet that's the way they feel about the whole country, because they're insane. You know, thank God Trump won the election. Thank God the Electoral College functioned as designed, as intended. Thank God that we are now, for the first time, starting to enforce our borders and starting to do the very kinds of things that drive the hysterical left into fits of insanity. The louder they scream, the better it is for America. Frankly, the more effective Trump is being. When the heads keep exploding all across the insane radical left, that just means Donald Trump is saving America one day at a time. And it's about time. And he has our full support in this. We welcome peaceful people, law-abiding people. I mean, my wife is an immigrant. You know, I'm Native American. We are diverse here at Natural News. We're very, very diverse. We are tolerant in a real sense, not the made-up fake tolerance of the left. But we're also smart enough to know that, no, you shouldn't let terrorists walk right into your country so they can go shoot up a nightclub or blow up an office or run over people with trucks. You'd have to be incredibly stupid to invite that into your country, and yet that's exactly what Chuck Schumer wants to do, and all these leftist politicians and left-wing media, that's what CNN wants to do. They're all insane. They're literally insane. I mean, mentally ill. Like, they need to be subjected to some sort of psychiatric evaluation. That's how insane they are. For God's sake, take these people to the psych wards while the rest of us defend the borders, okay? We're going to keep America safe, and we're going to make America great, and we're going to finally exercise some common freaking sense in who we let in and what kind of background checks are required, and making sure that people follow the law if they want to come in and become an American. We welcome people from all over the world, but damn it, you got to follow the law, and you can't be a terrorist. Is that really too much to ask? I don't think so. Check out all my news on Donald Trump and his victories for America at trump.news. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you can follow my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even
fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.